Today in Russia, the lower house of parliament called on President Boris Yeltsin to suspend his chief of staff, Anatoly Chubais. A week ago, we reported on a scandal involving an alleged secret recording. A Moscow newspaper printed the transcript, and the conversation suggests that Chubais and two other Yeltsin aides tried to cover up the arrest of two Yeltsin campaign workers between rounds of this year's Russian presidential race. The men allegedly carried $500,000 in cash out of a government building. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports now from Moscow, political scandals in Russia operate under their own unique rules.
The newspaper Moskovsky Komsomolets knew it was taking a risk last Friday by publishing a transcript of what it claimed was a tape of the president's top aide, secretly recorded by one of Russia's security services. The paper would make a lot of important people angry. Those TV networks that picked up the story did so only grudgingly and devoted most of their coverage to government denials, which called the tape a forgery. The next day, major newspapers ignored the story altogether. Those that did mention it mostly took Moskovsky Komsomolets to task for publishing a tape that might have been illegally recorded. Lyudmila Telin of the independent weekly Moscow News says it wasn't simply a case of journalistic rivalries.
Freedom of speech is under assault in Russia these days. Not in the old Soviet way, where you weren't allowed to say things. But the mass media more and more are dependent on big companies, and those companies are dependent on the government. So in the media controlled by Chubais's friends, it won't be publicized.
But according to numerous analysts and journalists, this new form of censorship works both ways. By most accounts, Chubais is a brilliant administrator, a pro-Western advocate of the free market, and has largely been running the country while Boris Yeltsin went through his recent heart operation. But Chubais also has lots of enemies, who have access to certain journalistic organs as well. For example, many journalists assume this secret recording came directly or indirectly from a certain Alexander Korzhakov, Boris Yeltsin's longtime bodyguard until Chubais got him fired this summer. In fact, their final dispute was over the cash-stuffed suitcase allegedly discussed in the tape. And as the head of presidential security, Korzhakov certainly had the means to bug the exclusive hotel where the tape was supposedly recorded. However, even if other media outlets cover a scandal like the secret Chubais tape, that doesn't guarantee a politician's professional demise as it might in other countries. For one thing, explains political scientist Andrei Kortunov, it takes a lot to shock the cynical Russian public. After all, leaders here sometimes accuse each other of plotting contract murders and coups.
There is a perception in Russia that most of our governmental state officials are corrupt. So it's just a question of the size, the scale of corruption. So I guess that for many viewers it was not a shocking revelation.
On the other hand, some scandals that apparently have little basis in reality can bring down Russian politicians. Just last month, Alexander Lebed was fired as security chief a day after Russia's interior minister accused him of trying to mount a coup. That charge has all but vanished. According to the author of the Moskovsky Komsomolets article on Chubais, Alexander Hinstein, the impact of a Russian political scandal has little to do with public opinion and everything to do with timing.
If President Yeltsin is tired of Chubais and thinks he's gathered too much power, he'll fire Chubais using the ammunition we gave him. If he doesn't want to fire him, our material won't matter.
Yeltsin did announce this week that top Kremlin officials would have to answer for their behavior during his illness. And this scandal has begun to pick up steam in the last 2 days. Russia's prosecutor general says he'll investigate the matter. And today, the communist-led lower house of parliament called on Yeltsin to suspend Chubais and another aide who allegedly appears on the tape. Chubais continues to insist the tape is a forgery and says he's ready to answer all questions. And for good measure, Chubais today revealed yet another new scandal involving key documents missing from the presidential security service. The target of that investigation, Yeltsin's old bodyguard, Alexander Korzhakov. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.